We have a studio full of cheerleaders this morning. As a matter of fact, they are from the Mexico Optimist Youth Cheer Team. And I want to say good morning to everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
And so we're going to start off. First off, we have Chloe Cash. Tell us what we're talking a little bit about this morning. We wanted to recognize you guys because you went to a regional cheer competition and you brought back a trophy, a first place trophy, as a matter of fact. Chloe, tell us a little bit about that competition, if you will.
I mean, it was like really it was exciting. We practiced a lot and it was like hard, but I mean, in the end we pulled through and we did really good.
Absolutely. Where was this competition held at?
The high school.
At the Mexico High School?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. And you've cheered over there before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that is exciting. We're going to pass the microphone over to another Chloe. This time we're talking with Chloe Jeffrey. How many years have you been cheerleading?
This is my second year.
Your second year?
Yeah.
And is this the first time that you've won, like, first place in a big competition like this?
Yes, because last year we got second place.
You got second place, so
yeah.
You improved. All right, well, I want to say congratulations to you. And we're going to pass the microphone over to Aaliyah Johnson. We've got a lot of cheerleaders to talk to this morning, so we're going to rotate them in and out. Aaliyah, how many years have you been cheerleading?
I've been cheerleading for 4 years now.
Yep, and tell us a little bit about winning that trophy. I mean, what was it like whenever they announced you're the first place winner? What were you thinking?
It was very exciting because we have never, like, really won first place before, so.
And how many other teams were you competing against there? Several? Yep.
Seven.
That's quite a few. Goodness. All right. Very nice. We're going to pass the microphone over. Charlie Arnold is joining us on the microphone here right now. Charlie, how long have you been cheerleading?
I'm pretty sure 4 or 5.
Yep. All with the Mexico Youth Optimist cheerleading team?
Yep.
What are some of the things that you learned from cheer in this group? Make friends?
Yeah, make friends and be loud and do good.
Are you going to go on to cheerleading in the high school? Do you plan on doing that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations on that first place finish. Shelby Cook is in the hot seat right now. Shelby, how many years have you been cheerleading?
This is actually my first year.
Okay. And is there an age range that you guys have for your group?
Third grade.
Okay. Talk about some of the routines that you did during this regional competition, if you will.
We actually started practicing in, like, the very beginning of it, which half of us didn't realize. So
you were already practicing, and you were like, okay, we don't know what we're practicing for, but you were actually practicing for this regional competition. Well, you pulled it off very well, so congratulations to you. All right, Aubrey Bush is in the house. Aubrey, how many years have you been cheerleading?
I've been cheering for 2 years.
2 years. What was your favorite part of this competition? What your favorite routine, if you will?
Probably the beginning cheer.
The beginning cheer? What was it? Can you give us a little demonstration?
The red and white cheer.
Okay, that's for Mexico.
Yeah.
All right, go Bulldogs. Very nice. All right, we've got London Kofer joining us right now. London, how many years have you been cheerleading?
4 years.
4 years. All right. Have you made a lot of friends through this?
Yeah.
Yeah? Would you recommend it to other folks to come in and join it?
Yeah, it's really fun. It's kind of like your own adventure through, like, with your team.
Absolutely. We haven't even mentioned your coaches. You want to give them a shout out this morning?
We got Jeff Arnold and Amy
Groves.
Huh?
Gross.
She just knows her by Amy.
That's Amy.
Yeah, right.
I go by Amy.
Coach Amy. All right. Well, very nice. We're going to also bring in Melanie Walker in. And Melanie, you're the last person to talk to us that wants to get on the microphone this morning. Tell us your thoughts and feelings bringing home this first place trophy.
It was very exciting because last year we got second place and it was very sad.
Yeah. Did you learn? Well, was that something you kept in mind and that was your goal in the off season? And hey, we were second, but now we want to improve. We want to get first place.
Yeah, I tried to train a lot during the off season.
All right. What are some of your favorite moves whenever you get out there and cheer? Can you do the backflips already?
No. My favorite were the pyramids and the toe touches and stuff.
I've never been able to do the backflips, but maybe somebody can teach me that one day. You want to talk? No? Okay, she's still very firm that she doesn't want to talk. Well, I appreciate you guys coming in. So what's next for the Mexico Youth Cheer Team? What happens next? We're going to bring Coach Arnold in here for just a moment.
So Matt, what happened, but the reason this group is here is unfortunate for all of us, they're no longer qualified to compete. They will now move into the schools.
Okay.
And compete with the schools. So it's kind of a, it was a happy, sad year, and we took gold. But this group who's been together, you have a core group here that's been with me for 4 years. So at this point, this group will move on into the school districts and cheer for them, compete for them. But it's been a four-year, don't you start crying. It's been a four-year journey, and then last year we saw a group that could pull it off, that could compete. And we did the best we could. We came up a little short last year, and then we brought in Amy Groves to get us up to that next level. And Amy, she got us there. I mean, she really got us where we needed to be. And these girls, they deserve this gold. They worked very hard. Now we're performing during halftime shows and things like that. So we performed last night. We'll perform next week.
Were you at the middle school last night?
Middle school last night.
Okay.
And we'll be at the high school next week.
Next Thursday.
Yeah, next Thursday at the basketball girls varsity basketball game. So it's fun, and I'm proud of these girls because we got to understand that these girls do the same workout, same training that football players do.
Sure.
And they have long hours, longer than the football players. They're there after the football practice is done. So these girls worked hard, and we wanted to show that these were athletes. I mean, these truly are a group of athletes here, and we hope to just continue. We couldn't bring the whole team because there's 33.
Oh, my goodness.
This group of girls here, our core group, they've really, over the last 4 years, have brought us a long way in this program.
Tell us, Coach Amy, about how people can get signed up for the Mexico Youth Optimist League if they would like to have their daughters come in and cheer.
Well, they can go to the Facebook page or the website through the Mexico Optimist Youth Club. It's the same programs that put on the baseball games, the football, and all of that. And you can, I know it's closed right now, but probably sometime in the middle of the summer is when it'll open up. And we will, like I said, we started back in August. We started working two nights a week for 2 hours, and then we had some weeks where it was like, we need some extra practice, so we would do sometimes three, sometimes four nights a week, 2 hours at a time.
All right. So I'm going to put you all on the spot. Do a cheer for us here to take us out of the interview. Can you give us a little M-E-X-I-C-O? Would that be possible?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, here we go. You're ready.
Go. Go. Start it.
I-C-O. M-E-X-I-C-O. M-E-X-I-C-O.
They are the Mexico Optimist Youth Cheerleaders.